The building was of grey, lichen-blotched stone, with a high central portion and two curving wings like the claws of a crab thrown out on each side. In one of these wings, the windows were broken and blocked with wooden boards, while the roof was partly caved in, a picture of ruin. The central portion was in little better repair, but the right-hand block was comparatively modern, and the blinds at the window, with the blue smoke curling up from the chimneys, showed that this was where the family resided. Some scaffolding had been erected against the end wall, and the stonework had been broken into, but there were no signs of any workmen at the moment of our visit. Holmes walked slowly up and down the ill-trimmed lawn, and examined with deep attention the outsides of the windows. "This, I take it, belongs to the room in which you used to sleep? The centre one to your sister's, and the one next to the main building to Dr. Roylott's chamber?"
"Exactly so, but I am now sleeping in the middle one,
pending the alterations, as I understand. By the way, there does not seem to be any very pressing need for repairs at that end wall."
"There were none. I believe that it was an excuse to move me from my room."
"Ah, that is suggestive. Now, on the other side of this narrow wing runs the corridor from which these three rooms open. There are windows in it, of course."
"Yes, but very small ones. Too narrow for anyone to pass through."
"As you both locked your doors at night, your rooms were unapproachable from that side. Now, would you have the kindness to go into your room and bar your shutters?"